We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hello and welcome into our number two of the Weekend Report on FM News Talk 97.1. Chris Arps
is happy
dancing
because I won
a lot.
Because I won.
Yeah. Well, that was. Can't talk about that.
I won life's lottery because I'm here doing the Weekend Report with you guys.
Go on this one, Skip. And then we're
gonna put this. You are not. You are going down hard today, buddy. I'm telling you.
That's right. That is Skip Weber, who is back. It's been a while since we have had Skip in studio. Great to see you, my friend.
Oh, love being here.
Yeah, thank you.
I have sorely missed it.
Tan looks good.
Yeah.
So
I haven't been out of. That's because of my yard work. I haven't been anywhere tropical. I've been in Washington, D.C. and Manhattan, Kansas.
So we had Virginia Crudo with us in the first hour, and you can go back and listen to that on our podcast, download it on the website, 971talk.com.
Happy Weber Chevrolet customer, Virginia Crudo.
Yeah, that is correct. That is correct, yes. And... also, the radio.com app, probably the best way to download the podcast and keep up with the radio station here. Radio.com app is absolutely free. You favorite the radio station, then you can stream the station 24/7 and again have access to all of the podcasts that we do here, including, of course, the Weekend Report. So you can go back and check out those interviews, those discussions with Virginia. Always great stuff from her. And then coming up this hour, coming up in the very next segment, we are going to have the Weird News Challenge. That's Skip is here for that. Also, Trish Gazelle from 102.5 is going to be in for that. So don't go anywhere. And right now, we have a guest joining us, and it's a friend of Chris Arps.
Yes, the guest that we have on is Karen Fessler. She's a dear friend of Becky and I. She is a native Missourian. She was very involved in politics here, but she has moved one state up to Iowa, and she's been there for a while. And she has become very influential in Iowa politics during the 2016 election. The Des Moines Register, the paper of record in Iowa, put out a list of the top 50 political operatives that these campaigns should take a look at to hire. And my good friend Karen Fessler was number 30.
Wow.
So with politics heating up and us being one state away from Iowa, I thought she'd be a good person to bring on and kind of give us the runaround or the run of what's going on up in Iowa. Who's high, who's low, who's fading. And Karen will tell us that. Karen, how are you?
Hi, Chris. We're good. We're good. Greetings from Saggy, Iowa today.
Good.
There you go.
Now, when I was up in Iowa, I was working on the Ted Cruz campaign. Karen and I were both supporters of Ted Cruz. Right, Karen? she was not a fan of Ted Cruz, but Karen used to give me all kind of flack because it was cold up there, man. It was minus 10, minus 12 degrees, and I'd take pictures telling how cold I am, and Karen would be like, come on, man, you're a wuss. What's up? You know, man up. It's just a little cold.
Well, they did have you in some of the colder regions.
They did.
I lived out here in the southeast corner. We don't get quite as cold as they do in the northwest.
Oh, but it was brutal. So, Karen, so you are a political operative, known person there in Iowa on politics. You're a Republican, but I'm sure you have a lot of friends on the opposite side of the aisle. What are you hearing there? Who's on top? Who's fading?
Right. I do live in Johnson County, Iowa, which is the bluest county in the state. You have to have Democratic friends here. You don't have any friends. So anyway, we saw a poll just recently, and I sent that to you the other day. Iowa Starting Line, which is a blog that is a good blog to follow, actually, and they have Bernie And Bernie Sanders and Joe Biden pretty much neck and neck here. Hmm. And I would say that that's probably correct. Mayor Pete has been here. In fact, he was just in the town I live in over the weekend, mm-hmm. last weekend, and did a house party there and did a public event. Beto O'Rourke was in town yesterday. So we're seeing a lot of people. I think Beto is kind of fading a little bit, mm-hmm. and I think Mayor Pete may be picking up some of that. But right now, it is between Biden and Senator Sanders. And I think that also Elizabeth Warren has a pretty strong following in the state as well.
That's interesting, mm-hmm. because the talk was that Elizabeth Warren was fading, and why is she in the race? Because she doesn't have a chance. That's very interesting.
I don't think so. I think that that she has some people that got on with her early, and they seem to be staying with her. Now, we haven't seen much of her for a while. She hasn't been back for a while. But I'm sure she will be. Kamala Harris was supposed to be here yesterday, but there was a vote in the Senate that she needed to stay for, so she had to cancel her event. But, there's 24 of them, and they're coming through on a regular basis. So it'll be a busy next 6 months for us before the caucuses on February 3rd.
Yeah, Karen, you just mentioned 24 in 2016, which we all thought was the craziest election we had ever seen. There was about a dozen, maybe a handful more, but about a dozen Republicans running, and we all said that was way too many. Now there's twice as many Democrats running in 2020. What's the number of viable candidates? What's the real number of candidates that can actually win this nomination?
Well, I think that there are probably, maybe 8 to 10 that are viable, mm-hmm. that could possibly get this nomination. I think there are a lot of them that are running for cabinet seats and things like that if the Democrats should prevail. The thing about it is when the caucuses come, that is going to, weed out a lot of people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You have people that are coming down at the very end of it. And that happened to us in 2016. We had several candidates, including the candidate I supported, Rick Santorum, who left right after the caucuses, that he got out of the race at that point. So, I think when it's all said and done, there are maybe 10 that are going to be still around when we get into maybe Super Tuesday or something like that.
Can you talk about what it's like up there? You know, we hear about the Iowa caucuses every 4 years. It comes around and, and it is national news and it gets all the attention, the Iowa caucuses. What is it like up there during that time? And what do you, like, is it just, do all of these candidates just blitz the state and come through and try to push their message hard? And so it's 4 years of kind of nothing, and then all of a sudden there's a couple of months where you guys are the center of the universe. Can you just kind of talk about how that goes?
Well, actually, we started seeing candidates here last summer.
Yeah, wow.
They pretty much start about a year and a half, 2 years out. We'll start seeing people. And, it'll start ramping up a lot this summer. They will all be at the state fair. And if you go on to the Des Moines Register website, you'll see pictures of them flipping pork chops at the Iowa Pork Producers Tent and that type of thing. And they will be here. Our coffee shops, our restaurants, they love when the caucuses are coming around because they get a lot of business. When the Republicans are running, the Pizza Ranch people are very happy.
Yeah, Pizza Ranch. That's good memories. I remember Pizza Ranch during the Iowa caucuses. Karen.
Yeah, it's going to... By next fall, we won't be able to turn around without seeing one of them, particularly when there's 24.
Yeah. Karen, how would you describe Iowa politically? For a long time there, you had a super, super liberal Senator Tom Harkin, who recently retired. And then you have a super conservative Senator Chuck Grassley, who is still there. Now, Tom has been replaced by Joni Ernst, who is a conservative. But how would you describe Iowa? Is it purple? Is it blue? Is it red?
I think Iowa is a very deep purple. You know, right now the Republicans have control of the state government. They have the governor's mansion. They have the two state houses. But when you look at the congressional makeup, we had, you know, we only had one Democrat in our federal delegation, and now we have three Democrats as congressmen, congresspeople. Two of them are women. So, you know, I think that, you know, Iowa has always split, you know, the fact that Tom Harkin was the senator for as long as he was, and we also kept reelecting Chuck Grassley.
Right,
so,
right.
You know, concurrently for a long time. So I think Iowa is a very deep purple.
Talking to Karen Fessler, political operative up in Iowa, almost out of time. Karen, before we let you go, what is the president's with the Republican constituency up there in Iowa? Is how popular is President Trump? Are they Trump people up there, or are they, you know, Republicans that kind of just tolerate him?
I think that President Trump's policies are very popular in Iowa. There's a little concern with the trade, but, you know, he seems to be making some progress there. And given that our former governor is the ambassador to China, that I think right. That makes people feel a little better because they know that he's backing Iowa there. I think for the most part, the president's policies are very popular. But, you know, all I hear from people is, oh, I wish he'd put down the Twitter.
Yeah,
right.
And, you know, but he's not going to.
Mm-mm.
And that is, and as I tell people, I said, that is how he gets his message out. Mm-hmm. If he's using Twitter, there's not a filter. And every single one of the news networks will post his Twitter up on TV. And people who don't even have Twitter will say, oh, I saw his tweet. That type of thing. So, you know, I think his policies are very popular. I don't think sometimes his behavior, I think, turns a few people off. But I don't think that they're not looking for another candidate.
Good stuff. Karen Fessler, before we let you go, how can people follow you? Are you on social media anywhere? And what's the best way if people want to keep up with what's happening up there in Iowa as we get closer to the Iowa caucuses? What's the best, you know, news organization, website, social media, whatever, that people can keep up with everything that's happening?
If you go to the Des Moines Register, their website, you have to, it's a subscription, but you can sometimes, you know, get a few, but follow the Des Moines Register on Facebook and the Des Moines Register on Twitter. And I am at Gabe's Mom on Twitter.
Very good. Karen, thank you so much for your time today. Hope to talk to you again soon. We'll hopefully check back in with you as we get closer to the caucuses.
Thanks for the opportunity. Have a great day.
Thanks, Karen. And Becky and I, we send our love. Love you.
Right back at you, my friend. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Awesome. Bye. Awesome. All right, we are going to take a break, and when we get back, Skip Weber is here, and Trish Gazelle is coming in, and we have
Game On,
the latest edition of the Weird News Challenge coming next. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to the Weekend Report on FM News Talk 97.1. Welcome back to the Weekend Report, FM News Talk 97.1. Trash talk has already started.
Yeah. They gave me, Trish gave me a 7-inch.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
I got my head down against the table.
Hey, I got to give you as many disadvantages as I can.
Look at how much space she has. She can go anywhere she wants. This is where I'm plugging you in at, and you got this much space. That's great. And Skip Weber, of course. Chris Arps, of course, is here. And Trish Gazelle from 102.5 is here as well. And it is time for another edition of the Weekend Report's Weird News Challenge, episode number 39. Next week's a big one, 40.
40.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's the fastest growing game show, right?
It is.
Fastest growing game show in the country.
I went to Target the other day, and there's the home version is not on the shelves.
Oh,
sold out?
Sold out.
Yeah. Wow. See, that's how
completely
it goes.
Empty.
It's amazing.
And, you know, we could call today, like, the Champions Edition, because we have the three winningest players.
It's been a long time since we've had the you know.
Can you give us our places?
Yeah. Skip is number one with 11. Chris Arps is number two with 9 because he has been
on a roll.
On a tear.
On a tear. Yeah. Especially in your absence, he's been on a tear.
Well, and no. He's won the last two times that I've played against
really?
Him.
Really? Wow, yeah. There you go. And so. Trish has 7. And
that's
nobody,
all?
Yeah. And
oops. Sorry.
Not really, but we
believe
won't
it or not,
that.
Katie Fitzpatrick is still in 4th. And she hasn't played in a year and a half. But yeah,
I need to win
the top
today.
3 players. Yep, Skip at 11, Chris at 9, and Trish at 7.
I thought we were about tied at 9.
No.
I don't want to keep rubbing the salt in the well.
Skip is the only person.
There is the one.
I'll tell you what.
There is the one show.
Oh, there is the
I
one show.
Be at 8.
There's the lost show.
The lost show.
Yeah.
Someday, did you guys talk about that?
No, we haven't.
Someday that tape will surface.
There was a weird news challenge that never aired.
That I won.
Trish won.
Sabotage. Well, sabotage.
That was a Ryan Wiggins debacle.
No, it was Chris Arps.
No, I did.
I would love to believe that you won, but I just need some proof of it.
There's no. Hey. That tape is lost to
forever.
Time.
Yeah, I'd love to believe that she won.
I deleted it.
She's a pretty good player. She's in 3rd place. That's a bronze medalist. Yeah. I believe she won. I just need some proof.
Yes. I need some proof. Before I can acknowledge it, I need some proof.
Just a little bit.
What? I don't think you're lying, but I just can't just write it.
I can't even say the words I want to say right now.
I can't put it in the record books if I don't have the proof.
It's important stuff here.
Yeah.
I make sure it's right.
Yep. Yeah, that was a Ryan Wiggins debacle. And
then he gets promoted after that. Like, that makes zero sense.
Yeah, like a week later. Here's a guy. He lost half a show.
And I gave a glowing recommendation for him.
Yeah, here, have a new job. Amazing.
All right, so I got more creative with this week's category. So go on the ride with me here.
All right.
Everyone feeling good about the Blues going to the Stanley Cup Finals. There's lots of local pride right now in the St. Louis area. We're all feeling like winners. So these questions are all about local winners.
Wow. Okay.
Local winners. Right.
I thought you were going to say this is a Blues when I'm walking out.
No. You got the Blues hat on.
I'm talking about questions about the Blues. No. I'm like, I'm just going to walk
stats.
Out now.
So, no, this is about this is about local winners.
Okay.
So.
Okay.
All right. Our region and people who are successful in our region.
All right.
This is the Weekend Report Weird News Challenge episode. Oh, we got to test the buzzers. Chris Arps. Yes.
Ding, 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 ding.
Skip's got the ding.
Bloop.
Amanda bloop. All right.
That was quick.
Everybody's buzzers
are trying to do the quick
working.
Buzzer to get in there.
All right. Here we go. Weekend Report Weird News Challenge episode number 39. Question number 1. Let's start with the inspiration for this game, the St. Louis Blues. What Blues coach has the most wins in franchise history? Chris Arps.
Sutter.
Incorrect.
Ding, 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 ding.
Skip.
I'm going to go with Joel Quenneville.
That is correct. Joel Quenneville is number 1 with 3.
Educated guess. Yes. Educated guess.
Black coach guy didn't know a hockey question.
Sure. Sutter, I think, is like 3rd.
Okay.
Yeah,
that was a good guess for
a black
guy.
He was up there. No, he was up there. Quenneville. Quenneville is number 1, 307.
I thought you were going to guess like Phil Jackson.
I almost said Red Berenson. Like Red Berenson?
Brett Hall. Ken Hitchcock, number 2.
Yeah.
With 248.
All right.
Yeah, Q number 1 with 307.
I knew that.
I need to write down the
score.
Write down the score.
We all know Skip has won.
Yeah, Skip has won.
No, come on.
I got a feeling you're going to run away with this, Skip.
I was going to say, I think this is your game. I thought it'd be a stupid answer.
I don't know.
Skip, look
at
this. I have an incoming call from you.
Am I pocket dialing?
You're calling me right now.
I knew they had something going on here.
I have an incoming call from Skip Webber.
You're like sending him the answers or something.
That
probably texting him.
Yeah, when you texted me the answer, I actually.
Oh, yeah, you're not supposed to say that.
It's a butt dial.
That's funny. All right. 1 point. By the way, at the end of this game, there is a multiple.
There you go.
Multiple point. There's 5 total questions, and the 5th one has multiple points.
Oh wow! All right.
Question number 2. There's only one man from the state of Missouri to have ever won the United States presidency. Who is? I don't know
that was.
She was not.
That was not a blue.
It was no. That wasn't. I don't know what that was. I got
scared. I knew the answer, but I couldn't think of my word.
I think it was Chris. I think Chris got in.
I'm going to say Harry S. Truman.
That is correct.
Yeah. You ought to change your buzzer to that.
I forgot what my... That's my problem. I always forget my buzzer.
If you would have, if that would have been first, I would have given it to you. Yeah. But it wasn't. I got scared. I can't,
the answer popped in. I got scared and I
that's
screamed.
So funny.
I knew it and I got scared. All right, here we go.
I've been told that Harry Truman was a very scary guy.
I'll take any
really.
Yeah. Buck stops
not
here.
To scare anybody.
I'll take any sound.
Give him hell, Harry. Oh
my God. Drops bombs on people.
Yeah. All right, question number 3. Like Missouri, only one man from the state of Illinois has ever won. Oh Jesus. Yeah. Skip.
Come on.
Yep. Go ahead.
Abraham Lincoln.
That is incorrect.
Bloop.
Trish Gazelle.
Oh, he was born in Kentucky, wasn't he?
He was born in Kentucky.
Barack Obama.
That is incorrect.
I know what it is. I know what it is.
So I'll finish
the question. I'm going to need you to read the question over.
Like Missouri.
I know what it is. Yeah.
Like Missouri, only one man from the state of Illinois has ever won the United States presidency. Who is it?
I can't believe
it is not Abraham Lincoln, which is the obvious.
I don't need a point, but I know the answer.
Yep.
I'm coming with a total blank.
You don't have to answer. You can throw one out there. It doesn't hurt you.
I'm scanning my memory.
How
can I
give that answer? I'm so dumb with the whole question of where he was born. Yeah. I know. I was just thinking
he's an Illinois, guy.
Right.
He's an Illinois guy.
I just wanted to anything? On the record.
Name a president.
I can't think of a president who was born in Illinois.
Do you know who it is?
Ronald Reagan.
It is Ronald
Reagan.
That's
right. Dixon.
Correct.
Dixon, Illinois.
You blew it.
It is Ronald
you blew
Reagan.
It.
I even
Lincoln,
buzzed in first.
I know.
That, yeah.
Lincoln was born in Kentucky.
Born in Kentucky.
Mm-hmm.
Even
and
though
moved at a very young age to
the land of Lincoln.
That is correct.
Skip, you're a lot smarter than I look.
All right, question.
I don't know if I have to be very smart to do that.
Question number 4.
Oh, wow. Okay.
I need this.
Super Bowl 34 saw the St. Louis Rams defeat the Tennessee Titans.
What are you trying to think of? He hasn't even asked the question.
You don't even know what the question's going to be.
What state was the Super Bowl
just
in?
Just say Brian.
I'm going to bloop it even though
Brian
I don't
Sutter.
Know either.
Just say Brian Sutter.
I'm going to bloop it.
All right, come on. I need an answer. You're buzzed in here. I can't
New
give
Orleans.
You any more.
New Orleans.
That is incorrect.
Bloop.
Okay.
Kurt Warner.
That is correct.
Wow. That was impressive. That was impressive.
Give me a high five on that one.
That
was oh,
wow.
It was either
that
or Dick for Meals.
It was that or Dick for Meals.
Who's the MVP?
Who
right?
was the MVP?
I'm sitting here going, she's already blooped. I'm going to be sitting in the high chair
because
I'll get the full question. And
I thought
then
so, too.
All right, let's reset here. So we all have a point.
We all have one.
And one question left.
Okay.
This is as exciting as it gets.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, the full question was Super Bowl 34 saw the St. Louis Rams defeat the Tennessee Titans 23-16. Who won the Super Bowl MVP in that game? And the answer is Kurt Warren.
That's awesome.
All right, last question. Now, I don't know how this is going to go.
Uh-oh.
I don't know how this one's going to go.
Is this multiple choice?
It's multiple choice, but I don't know that this is the right room for this. But that might be what makes
great
it fun.
Setup.
We might all go to the tiebreaker. Yeah. Question number 5. One of the most famous rappers in the country is from St. Louis.
Ding, ding.
Trish?
Nelly.
That is correct. That's 1 point.
Yes. Oh, are we doing more?
Yeah. But you don't know the rest
right,
of the question.
Hold on.
Do you know the rest of the, you think you know the rest of the question? You have a point.
Maybe like St. Lunatics.
That is incorrect, but you have a point. You have a point.
I have a point.
One of the most famous rappers in the country is from St. Louis, and he has hits not only as a solo artist, but also with a group, the St. Lunatics.
Oh, I remember. Nope.
No, you're in. You can't know.
Never mind.
I'm out.
But never mind.
You can't know. Nope.
Well, I thought you were going to ask the group. Yeah, I'm out then.
Can I have the question?
You want the whole question?
I want the whole question.
I get to guess something.
You need at least
I get to guess something.
Guess something.
Yeah, you can guess. You're in. You can buzz it. You can say anything you want.
I know what I would do in your position right now, but I can't tell you.
He can't ask for the question.
I know, but I know what I would start guessing.
Oh, gotcha.
After
Dick Vermeule?
Oh.
Yes.
Just say Brian Sutter.
Could you repeat the question as far as you've read
yet? To the point, yes. Yeah. One of the most famous rappers in the country is from St. Louis, and he has hits not only as a solo artist, but also with his group, the St. Lunatics.
So
that was the furthest I got.
I'm not helping you anymore.
Yeah, I don't. Mm. I still don't. I don't know any. I don't know the names.
Let
of
me
any
just
of the
say,
songs.
I would start. You're going to read the whole thing for him, right?
Yeah. For
I would
Chris.
Start guessing songs.
Yeah, I don't. But I don't know the names of the songs.
All right.
I, you know, come on.
If Nelly was an answer, why would songs be the
I
rest
don't know.
Of it?
I don't know.
It's not right either.
Because I was you could have said name the guy okay. and name the songs.
Christian, with the whole question?
Yes, I do. Thank you.
One of the most famous rappers in the country is from St. Louis, and he has hits not only as a solo artist, but also with his group, the St. Lunatics. For 1 point each, name the five members of the St. Lunatics.
Oh.
All you got to do is get one more.
Murphy Lee, dog.
Murphy Lee! Oh. All right, now, hold on. There's more. If you can get one more, you win. If not, you and Trish go to the tiebreaker.
I'm guessing, but Kiwan? Is he
Kiwan!
Yeah!
Is
The black guy got the rapper question. Shocker.
I thought you would. Listen, I'm not kidding. I thought you'd be the last one to get the rap question.
Thanks, Tony. Since I didn't do well in the hockey
Nelly
question.
Nelly is, of course, right. in the St. Lunatics. That's how Trish got her point. Murphy Lee, Kiwan, Ali, and City Spud.
I would. City Spud was in, one that was in jail, right?
That is correct.
Okay. Yeah.
That is correct.
Yeah, did Chris Arps win another?
Chris Arps has won another edition.
He's hot.
He is red hot. This dude is red hot. The tiebreaker that doesn't matter would have been back to the Blues. The Blues have played 51 seasons. How many regular season game wins do they have all time?
Oh, my gosh.
Right? Just take a shot in the dark.
How many games a season?
82 games a season in hockey, and they have played 51 seasons. Anybody want to just take your shots at it?
So that's a quick math question.
Yeah.
So I'm
going to
go. I'll go with, let's see, 209.
Total wins?
Yeah.
For 50 seasons? I'm just.
Oh,
I mean.
No, 2000.
Yeah.
2009.
Yep. Okay.
2009.
Do you want to go, Chris?
You go.
Okay. I'm going to guess 1,371.
Okay. 1,371. Okay.
Can you repeat the question?
Yeah. The Blues have played 51 seasons. How many regular season game wins do they have all time?
3,500.
No. It is. No, that's way too many. Sorry. Skip would have won that.
Oh.
What was it?
1,860. Skip was really close.
Yeah. He was.
Well, that's just a little bit under 40 wins a season.
Right.
So I was thinking 40. I didn't know.
He did it. Yep.
I cannot believe Chris Arps won this.
Chris Arps and now.
I've won like four out of the last six games.
Chris Arps joins Skip Weber as the only two people that have double-digit victories in this game. Yep.
I'm coming
Very
for you,
nice.
Skip.
Your 10th win.
Congrats.
Skip's at 11. You're at 10.
I'm coming for you, Skip.
Trish is at they've also been on longer.
Trish is
than
at
me.
7. It's true.
I've You're... only been on for one year.
And they
year.
Didn't have one taken away from them.
Mm-hmm.
By the way,
I
say...
I've had multiple victories stolen from me.
And I'd like to announce I'm actually taking bribes right now for anyone who wants me to delete this segment.
Oh, cool.
Let me know.
I'm good with that. From
Wiggins,
now on, any
Wiggins
game that those
Brian
two
how
win,
to
you can delete.
Yeah, Wiggins taught Brian how to delete segments. All right, we got to take a break.
Thanks,
but,
Trish.
But we've got plenty more to go. Skip Weber's going to stick around. Don't go anywhere. Thank you, Trish. Keep it here. Weekend Report, FM News Talk 97.1.
As we bathe in a waterfall of. If you lose me.
Yama! Welcome back.
There is. Now I feel like I'm back.
Maybe that's why you didn't win.
That's exactly why I didn't win. I pulled Reagan out of the easily if I had my theme song.
Yeah,
ahead.
You'd have been on your game.
I know.
You had your music. You'd have been feeling good.
Of course, I still wouldn't have gotten any rappers and Chris got them all.
Well, it's kind of a trade-off. I didn't get any. You didn't get the rappers, and I didn't get any the hockey questions.
Yeah, I know.
If you would
I get it.
Who got Truman?
He did, because you said that he buzzed in, which once again the judges dispute that. But that's right. You know, every time there's a tie with me and Chris.
Because if you would have gotten.
He wins the tie. I don't know why.
If you
I guess
gotten
it's a
Truman,
tie goes to the host.
If you would have gotten Truman and Reagan, you would have forced the tiebreaker.
Would have, could have, should have.
Yeah, he's still pretty would have got all the rappers. He knew them all.
Yeah. He was tapped out.
Yeah,
he was tapped out at Kiwan. So.
And Murphy Lee, that was it.
All right.
Well, if you missed it, you need to download the podcast. Always go to 971talk.com, click on podcasts, or even better, download the radio.com app. It's absolutely free. Favorite the radio station, and then you can download the podcast of this show and every other show on the radio station.
And those questions will be featured in the 6th edition of the home version.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
How do you? What do you, what do you think of that category?
I love that category.
I got creative there.
That's good.
St. Louis
That's
are good. Local winners.
Yeah, I liked it. Right? I liked it.
So maybe the next one will be Stanley. Yeah. Maybe when we win the Stanley Cup, it'll be Stanley Cup trivia.
Or Boston losers.
Ooh. Oh, there you go. Ooh.
And to show,
I like that.
And to show
like
you how that. Dedicated Tony is to this, I hosted Annie's show on Wednesday. And he was working on the questions then.
I was.
He said, don't look. I'm working on the questions.
Maybe he looked.
Oh,
I think he.
Oops!
Yeah.
Oh, I just gave
maybe
my.
He looked.
I just gave myself away. Darn.
Maybe if when I left the room, he looked.
Yep.
That could be exactly.
I don't know.
What
I don't know. He got Truman, and that I don't think you need to look for that, especially a political junkie like him.
Right.
He beeped in on the Rams question and got it wrong.
Yes.
If he'd have got that right like that, maybe he would. Yeah. I would have.
And then Trish pulled that one out. Yeah. Out of nowhere.
Yeah, that was impressive.
Yeah.
Maybe
we
should put an asterisk after Chris's win.
Yeah. Possible spying.
Exactly.
Yeah. Possible Watergate.
You know what?
I plead the fifth.
I think he had collusion there.
I
have just as much evidence as anybody
else. You're throwing this on me now.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. There were no Russian collusion.
I see.
There were no Russians involved in this.
Well, I have to get a special prosecutor.
prosecutor.
To come in and do an investigation. Skip Weber still in the room with us. It's been a while. What's happening at Weber Chevrolet?
I think, I don't know if I've been able to talk on your show about this. We talked about it on Dave's, but we went and got a whole bunch of Cruises. Remember that? The Cruise was such a wonderful car. It still is, obviously. When they came out in 2011, we sat around and said, we're going to help make this car number one in not just St. Louis, but in the country. We were the number one Cruise selling dealer for a long, long time. Mm. And because of that, St. Louis Cruise was number one for 8 years, all 8 years.
It
was number one selling vehicle.
I was shocked when I heard that they were discontinuing it because I live here in St. Louis.
And you see them everywhere. We're the
unique
hub of it. Yeah. I mean, basically cars themselves are going away.
Yeah.
They're being replaced by crossovers. Car sales are down 42%. Crossovers are up like 60%.
Wow.
So total vehicle sales are up, but car sales are plummeting. Everybody who's looking for crossovers, SUVs, trucks.
Skip, I've always wanted to ask you, because you said that there people are going to crossovers.
Yeah.
What about in your luxury high-end cars, Mercedes and
still,
Jaguar?
Have you seen all the Maserati and Porsche and Audi crossovers and SUVs? Yeah. They're all over the place too. That's what I mean. Go to Plaza Motors or the Porsche dealer on Manchester, mm-hmm. or go out to in the Valley.
Yeah.
Look how many SUVs and crossovers are on their showrooms.
Yeah, I was wondering, does that affect
the
hiring
obviously,
market?
Here, I mean, you got Ferrari crossovers in Europe. They're not here yet.
Hmm.
But like I said, Maserati, that's those performance car crossovers.
Wow.
So it's just people, as soon as we got the technology to where the gas mileage was similar, people like sitting up. People like being up.
I do.
Up high.
I gotta say,
everybody does.
So I've talked a little bit about this on the different shows, but I had my marathon day a few weeks ago at Weber Chevrolet.
Right.
Where we got.
Don't make it sound like
we were
keep
lucky
you there all day.
No.
You were buying three cars.
We got three vehicles.
Yeah.
That
so
just takes a long time.
That's why they were there all day.
That takes a long time to get three freaking vehicles.
Yeah.
We're lucky enough that my wife was able to lease a vehicle through her work, which opens up some opportunities for us to lose that car payment. And so I was able to trade in my truck and get a new Silverado, a newer Silverado. Yeah. And we were able to get my daughter a car and got her a Spark.
And that was fun because I know you were a little nervous, and I was slightly too, because it's not always that you can take two car payments and trade them in on three cars.
Yeah, I know.
And keep the payments the same and move up in years and all that.
Yep.
But I was still pretty confident.
I was
pretty confident
your
we
guys
could get
were
it done.
Great.
And that was
But
cool.
We saw it all. So we got my wife is leasing a Traverse.
great.
So we saw one of the higher end crossovers that we're talking about. I got, of course, Silverado because I'm always have been, always will be a truck guy. And my daughter got the Spark, which is the little one.
Compact,
Is the Spark going away too, or is it staying?
The Chevy's keeping the Spark and Sonic, which are the subcompacts.
Yeah,
they're keeping the Malibu.
Mm-hmm.
And they're keeping the Corvette and Camaro, the sports cars. We're losing the Impala, we're losing the Volt, and we're losing the Cruze.
Gotcha. Well, the Spark is what I wanted to talk about for a second.
Yeah.
If anybody is out there and they have a young driver like I am about to, my daughter turns 16 at the end of June, and that car is just perfect.
It's fun. It's perfect. Too, yeah.
It is like the absolute perfect car for somebody who's starting out or for somebody like me. Mm-hmm. You know, I've been driving it to work
a
lot. Because
you could probably have a lot easier job parking in this
garage.
That's
it. Yeah. It's so much easier to park for me. And I work downtown, and sometimes I have to parallel park. And I've gotten good at parallel parking my truck, but I can park that freaking Spark anywhere. Anywhere. Yeah. I need just a little tiny space to land, and I can park that thing.
Yeah, they're neat cars.
And the gas mileage is amazing. So if you drive a whole bunch, like I have friends that have, you know, that have a truck, but keep another little car for when they need to go to and from. You know, is there just a little runaround car that because they want to get great gas mileage? That thing gets amazing gas mileage. It's fun to drive, and it's just like it's perfect.
They're terrific little cars. I'll tell you, and like I'm all about full disclosure, so I'm not bad mouthing Chevrolet when I say this. I'm not bad mouthing Sparks. I love them, but the downside of it, they're built in Korea. That's why here Chevrolet, you know, one of the reasons why cars are going away is because no cars can be affordably built in the U.S. anymore.
Mm. Really?
They only, the Cruze was built here. The Malibu still is built here. But if you look at all the competition, Toyota says, we got some plants here. They don't build cars here. They build crossovers. They build their Tundra in San Antonio and all that stuff. You know, you got the Sonic is built in Flint with the one factory where they had the model where the UAW came together and said we're going to have different classes and some of these are going to be able to be paid less because they're not quite as skilled and all that, and they restructured it, and that's working well for the Sonic to be built.
Mm-hmm.
But by and large, cars have to be built elsewhere because of labor costs. And so the fact that they come from Korea, I can't get them as fast.
Right.
It takes a while to go. And I mean, and you know me here, I'd rather have the American company no matter where the cars are built.
Yeah.
But American company with built in America is the best deal. So so I'd love to have them be here, but I don't know. I don't know what to do about that. It just isn't. You know, just because we're talking about non-union plants. Mm-hmm. It's still more expensive.
Right.
Because cars have way, way, way lower margin than crossover and SUVs and trucks, and so it's just not affordable for them.
Well, then going to the crossover and that Traverse, if you want to treat yourself, that vehicle is incredible. I still can't get over all the whistles and bells.
Yeah, it's fun to drive. Have you sat there and taken your hands off the wheel and let the lane thing adjust you yet?
No.
It's scary to do, but you can do it. It'll keep you in a lane. It'll keep you in the lane.
The camera that looks like it's like a satellite. It looks like when you go into your backup, or you can turn it on when you're going forward too. That it looks like it's like a space view, like a satellite view looking down, but it's not, because it's actually a triangulation of all the cameras on the car.
Oh, wow.
Right. Because you can be in a garage.
Yeah.
Right.
You can be, or you know, you can be undercover, and that it still works. So it's not like
you can park using that so easy.
Yes.
It's amazing. No.
Yeah.
No, it's really, really, they're really, really fun to drive. They're smooth to drive. You got to be careful. You can be going 80 without even realizing it. It is a super easy
smooth
car to get in trouble in, because you'll be driving along, and if there's no traffic with you, you can look down and you're at 80, and it doesn't feel like it.
Right. No, it is.
So,
you're exactly right.
I do not advocate going one mile over the speed limit. Yeah.
Before we run out of time, do you have any thoughts on the GM plant situation?
I'm so glad they did that. Yeah. I have such a different perspective than a lot of conservative people on what they call corporate welfare.
Mm-hmm.
It is so bad to sit there and say corporate welfare for any deal that gets, but there are so many different ways to help people. Look, if you give tax breaks, it's not welfare. Think about it. They're putting $500 million $1 billion of increases.
Yeah.
That's more taxes you're getting. So what, I mean, a lot of people can't, a lot of companies are going to say, you know what, we can reinvest, but if we reinvest, that makes our taxes go way up. Mm-hmm. So here, give them a break on it. I don't know what the exact terms of it are, but you might end up collecting the same amount of revenue
right.
after they build it, and now you've got them expanding more jobs, well, more long-term commitment. Well, we're not going to spend this money if we don't do this, and this, and our deal lasts X number of years, so they're definitely going to stay here.
Right. Well, you know? And like it or not, the way I look at it is, like it or not, if you don't do it, somebody else
that's
will.
That's
and
you're going
to
lose. Say.
But see, that's the argument I don't like.
Really?
Because that's the argument that leads to some of the times you have people, and there's a certain credit card company that does this all the time, that hops from community to community because their deal runs out and they leave.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And the justification is, well, someone else will do it. Yeah. Well, they do. Here's what I'm talking about is you got Wentzville. What else is GM going to do with that? They may close it down, sure. There's other closed-down plants. But if you think about it, you say, look, Wentzville as a community is increasing. Forestell's increasing. All the areas around it are increasing. Mm-hmm. I'm collecting all this tax from them right now. They're going to put $500 million or $1 billion of investment in there. That's going to way expand the tax I'm collecting mm-hmm. on them. Yeah. All right. So why don't I give them a little bit of break on that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Go ahead, Chris.
Or right or wrong, I mean, the barn door is already open on this to me, is that if you don't give incentives, then businesses and sports team owners are going to take their enterprise somewhere else.
Like
that's
I said,
just
that,
how
that's
it is
true,
now.
But I don't like that. I don't really like to use that as a way to do it. I like to say, let's partner with the guys who are here.
Yeah.
Here's an increase. We're going to make more tax off it. Let's share that with them because maybe they don't leave, but they also don't expand.
Right.
Right.
And so you're just still where you're at.
Yep.
And now there's no extra jobs coming in. I mean, how many more people build houses in Wentzville because they're going to work at that plant?
Yeah.
And you don't even, that doesn't even have a number added to it of all that real estate tax and other things mm-hmm. coming in. So it can be a really good plus.
Yep. Great stuff. Skip Weber, Weber Chevrolet, WeberChevrolet.com. Check out all the great deals happening at all three locations right now. And that is going to wrap up another edition of the Weird News Challenge.
And
Saturday Night Rock Show.
Man, great one. Great. Listen, our numbers are increasing.
Yeah.
We're doing good.
Yes.
Not only that, but tonight is the first time I am playing a requested show.
Ooh.
I threw email address to request me. Every single one we've done so far has got a theme.
Yeah.
And I'm always going to do that. It's not easy to always put together, but I had a guy send me a request for a theme. I'm using it. I'm using two of his songs, and I really hope that he's listening tonight and lets me know what he thinks of what I did with his suggestion.
Saturday Night Rock Show starring Skip Weber tonight. Don't miss it. And thank you for listening to another edition of the Weekend Report. We'll see you back here next Saturday at 5 o'clock for Chris Arps and our producer Brian McKenna. I'm Tony Colombo. Thanks for listening. See you next Saturday here on FM News Talk 97.1.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.